When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, if you turn to Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 14. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. Now, they walk in lies. Oh, how lies, hiding the truth. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ said, for there is nothing hid which will not be revealed. Then, isn't it futile to try to hide? What are you hiding? From whom are you hiding? You're hiding from the one from whom nothing can be hidden. When we have to work in a society or live in a society full of lies and hypocrisy. You know, you can't be looking all the time over your shoulder, which man is going to do me in, or which fellow, from which direction will the next threat come. That's no way to live. You can't run a race that way by looking round and trying to see from where danger will come. You know, this business of security today has become the foremost thing in people's thinking. Is it safe? What does the weatherman say? Is it going to be below zero? What should I wear? Is it going to be a rainy day? We begin, of course, with the weather, and things get more and more serious. Is this flight going to arrive at its destination? Is there any terrorist on board? You can multiply your fears. One disgruntled schoolboy can bring an airport to a standstill. What rubbish is this? You know, hack into the system and then put an alarm there. This plane is going to be hijacked. And the whole system halts. What is this kind of world in which we are living? In the midst of this, what an opportunity for us to show that we are founded on the rock. It's a great opportunity. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. I look at that latter part and say, nothing shall offend. That means your peace should not be disturbed. You're unflappable. But we don't want to live that way, do we? We like to keep with the current and just go along as the world would have us go along. No, that's no way to live. Up and down and up and down and up and down. No, my dear friend. So when we see a world walking in lies and deceit and unfairness and injustice everywhere, you know, today I believe we are at a time when we have to tell the world that there is a judge over all judges. I am beginning to see how perverse are the judgments that come out from the judges of the world in many parts of the globe. And it's time to call attention. Call them to attention. Don't forget there is a judge above you. And you're going to tremble on that day when you stand before the judge of the whole earth. Lies, they walk in lies. In Daniel 4 chapter in the 37th verse, this is what you will see. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. You know, my dear friends, the prouder we get, the farther we go from God. And today there is a thing called national pride. We don't like to acknowledge anything which is morally superior. They do not want anybody fighting for righteousness. When a million people are gassed or killed or butchered, they don't care. You know, it's not convenient for me to do this. It's not convenient. It's somebody else's headache. A kind of nonchalance, a kind of indifference to spiritual warfare. This is spiritual warfare. Oh, my dear people, we have to get our mind, you know, rationalized according to the Word of God. Walking in pride. You know, indifference is a mark of great pride. You know, folks, today we scarcely see anything which is offered in our big cities, apart from rock bands. These poor fellows who gather no moss, rolling and rolling as they go, rolling and rocking as they go. You know, today, some of the Christians are getting on the bandwagon and saying, oh, this is okay. Indifference, collusion are marks of pride. When we don't have the courage to take a stand. And if somebody takes a stand, all that we can do is snipe at him or run him down. No, 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 no. Here King Nebuchadnezzar learned the lesson of his life when he was driven amongst the beasts and ate grass. Mark you. And he lay down with the oxen and so on. However, he learned his lesson and he said, those that walk in pride he is able to abase. You know, I'm not able to see, understand what is being gained by tribe killing tribe, man against man, and the kind of savagery that is released. Today, when hands of little children are lopped off, my dear friends, that kind of indifference to the need is surely going to bring with it, in its wake, a flood of evil. The lack of love, the lack of a spiritual mission is going to make you a mission field. It's amazing, it's amazing. Nobody seems to be bothered or nettled by these things. Pride. Pride makes you indifferent to the need of others, the sorrows of others. Now the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians, 5th chapter, and the 7th verse, that we walk by faith and not by sight. This is not an easy thing to do, my dear friends. 7th verse, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Now Peter began to walk by sight, as you can see, and immediately he began to sink. Now, how do you walk? Do you walk by faith? This is what God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And he's never going to leave me and abandon me. Do we walk by faith? You know, I have to constantly walk by faith because I see that God sets before me higher and higher goals. Currently, as we started preaching over the television, you know, for which I'm not really cut out. You know, you need a lot of showmanship there. You must go to the smiling school there to make winning smiles that will hit. I'm not made for that. However, when we took it up, one of the first things we wanted to do was broadcast over a commercial channel. You know, some of the activists, the fanatics, have been trying to stop this channel from reaching the people. So we are having to switch to some other channel which will have the courage to broadcast our message. And there is a native hostility to the gospel. This doesn't belong to us. We have a great culture, an ancient civilization. All right, you can be talking about all your ancient glories. What is that civilization that builds walls between man and man, irrevocably separating them, by which you exploit and plunder the poor? You see, my dear friends, people don't want to hear these things. And I proclaim these things over the television. The ruling classes have to know that they are pillaging and plundering the country. So, my dear friends, walking by faith, often people remark about this, but the glory belongs to the Lord. But I say this, well, I have lifted up my hands to the King of Heaven. It is His work. And I tell Him, the bills belong to you. Surely you're able to deal with this small change. My dear people, we walk by faith. When we follow the Lord Jesus, we walk by faith and not by sight. So the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians, 5th chapter, and the 7th verse, that we walk by faith and not by sight.
Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.